With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of it!
Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I am your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening today. If you're joining us on the radio on 980 AM, or if you're joining us on podcast on Apple or Spotify or on our YouTube channel or at grillnationshow.com. Very excited about this week's show. A new collaborator we have joining us today, Logan Freeman from FTW Investments. We're also obviously on social media as well. This is the first time we've done this, so bear with us as we go through the process today. I want to welcome in Logan Freeman, who's a co-founder and principal at FTW Investments. FTW is online at FTWinvestmentsLLC.com. Logan, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me, Jason. I'm doing very well today and just excited to be here to discuss some great topics.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I really appreciate you coming on this week. First off, tell our listeners a little bit about FTW Investments and what you do.
Yeah. So, you know, FTW Investments is a commercial real estate or private equity firm that, you know, basically allows your everyday worker to get access to commercial real estate investments without having to manage what I like to call the toilets, the tenants, and the trash. And so bringing these opportunities to folks is what we do on a regular basis. We find the projects, manage the projects, and let them invest in them, but not have to actually manage them.
That's great. Tell us about yourself, Logan. I know you're I looked at your LinkedIn this morning, and you do many things in your career. And I like to Mr. Kansas City line as well. I appreciate that. Tell us about your background, man. Then we'll get into more of what you do each and every day.
Yeah. And, you know, I had Mr. Kansas City. I used to have only second to Patrick Mahomes on LinkedIn. I took that off just because I was getting too many folks pushing back on that. But at the end of the day, you know, I grew up in Jefferson City, Missouri. And, you know, I was an athlete. I grew up as an athlete, identifying as an athlete. It's kind of what I found refuge in and found my identity through. And I had the opportunity to play football at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg, had a really good career there. I got picked up as an undrafted free agent with the Oakland Raiders and went out to camp. And my claim to fame is I beat out a few guys that were actually drafted, which was pretty cool. But I ended up getting cut, and I made a decision in that time in my life that the identity of the athlete was time to change. And so I went back to school and finished my master's degree. And during this period of time, I had a full-time job making 265 cold calls a day. I drive an hour to work, an hour back, and then go to school for 4 hours at night I spent 12 hours in the library on Saturdays. But, as an offensive lineman, I also used that time to get in shape, and I lost about 120 pounds and really started to kind of work on myself and figure out who I was. And then I, moved to Kansas City and got started working here and building a life with my wife and two children now.
You know, you also went to Helias in Jeff City, I see.
Yes. I was a Helias, which is now Helias Catholic, but, it was Helias back then when I was there and went to Catholic grade school and high school, and it's still a big component of my life every single day.
I love it. Logan Freeman is our guest. I mentioned Helias because you got to remember, Logan, that I spent some time in Jeff City as a state legislator. And so,
yes.
But in law school in Columbia, I had a couple of classmates who went to Helias. And, the Jeff City community is very tight-knit. It never seems to leave those folks. I respect that.
Yeah. It's always ingrained in them. And it's a great place to grow up and a great place to raise a family. I my mom still lives in Jefferson City, and we get to go back every once in a while.
So what are the things kind of you learned on that career journey? And I really appreciate you sharing the football angle. I think football really does kind of instill a lot of things in you growing up.
Yeah, I think that to me, that was practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And, repetition is key. So, what football really coached me into understanding was the ability to create habits and systems when looking at trying to, achieve goals. And so I've kind of applied that same mentality to everything in my life, was breaking it down into, achievable systems and habits that I can create that will allow me to be successful. And, the other piece is being able to take feedback. I think as an entrepreneur, as a business person, and just as a man, too many times folks are very proud or too proud to be able to take feedback. And I'm a learner and I want to be better. And so being coachable, I think, was a big piece that I took away from playing football and being an athlete for so long. And I think that the same thing rings true in business. I got started as the youngest franchise consultant that Jimmy John's ever hired in Kansas City. I had 25 stores in Kansas City, Iowa, and Arkansas. And, I rose through the quote-unquote ranks there pretty quickly. And I kind of figured out that, I was going to have to pay my dues there. And that's not where I really wanted to spend my time, was somewhere where I was just going to get paid the same amount of money, even though I was performing better than maybe some of the other people in the business. And so I started to seek out other opportunities, which led me to the startup company that I was working with, which Ryan very well. And I started to realize that.
A plug for Ryan Bennett there, the intentional day.
Absolutely. Got my journal right here. So
I wish I could say the same, Logan. I need to get more of my journaling.
Yeah. It's a big piece of my everyday schedule. But, I think that what that taught me was, you get paid in life in proportion to the size of the problems that you're willing to solve. And so it comes back to all the value piece. And so had a great career at Idlesmart, moved on to a larger company. And then I was fired, after 15 months. Again, very humbling experience, being cut from the NFL, being fired from this position. And thankfully, I have an incredibly supportive wife who said, look, it's time. The time is now for you to go set out and accomplish what you want to in your life. And so she provided some stability for us while I was kind of getting my businesses up and running. And, that was 4 years ago, and I haven't looked back ever since. And I found my sweet spot and my niche in the commercial real estate world here in Kansas City.
FTW Investments, LLC.com. We're going to talk all about that. And really, honestly, FTW Investments, you're really helping investors build wealth and passive income to save a legacy. And so we're going to talk all about that on the Grill Nation show today. We're going to talk about what you do to help people, how people can get involved in acquiring and operating and working in the real estate, commercial real estate world, and what they can do with FTW Investments. Again, the website is FTWinvestments.com. We'll be right back on the Grill Nation show after the break. I appreciate you listening today on 980 AM, or if you're joining us on social media, thank you very much, or on our podcast. We greatly appreciate it. We'll be right back. You were my son. You were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No. So you took a chance. Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today. If you're listening on the radio on KNBZ 980 AM, if you're joining us on podcasts, we're on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, you name it, radio.com, we're on it. Or if you're listening now live on social media, thank you so much for joining us. We're trying something new and trying to give our listeners and watchers so many different avenues with which to connect to our guests that join us each and every week on the Grill Nation show. Again, I'm your host, Jason Grill. You connect with me on social media, just search for Jason Grill. We're joined today by Logan Freeman, who's the co-founder and principal at FTW Investments. Their website is FTWinvestmentsLLC.com. They help investors build generational wealth and passive income to leave a legacy. Their process involves the acquisition, operation, and eventual disposition of large-scale real estate as a vehicle to provide investors with a safe alternative to traditional stock and bond markets. Their primary focus is the protection and preservation of investors' wealth, then outsized growth. Welcome back, Logan Freeman, to the show. Logan, thanks for joining us again today. I know we're on many different avenues here, so thanks for being our first. Logan, I really appreciate you being a collaborator and partner with the show. We have mutual interests, and one of which is, sharing our stories, sharing guest stories, sharing our life lessons. But more importantly, locally, it's commercial real estate and the real estate world. And so we wanted to have you on today, really, to talk about kind of what people invest in with you, why they do it, how they do it. So let's start there. Let's start with the bare bones. What is commercial real estate investing? What does that mean?
Broadly put, commercial real estate is investing in tangible assets such as multifamily housing, retail strip centers, self-storage facilities, office hotels, and there's a number of other options. But when we start to peel back the onion a bit is where it gets really interesting. So inside of commercial real estate investing, you can diversify not only across asset types and geographic locations, but also through investment strategy. You can be indirect or you can be direct, and you can be with a number of general partners like myself. And I'm happy to talk about each of those, but maybe what we'll start with is making a decision to be direct or indirect. And as an investor, that usually comes down to three questions. And the first one being, how much time and energy do you have to commit to this type of investment? How much capital do you have to invest? And are you willing to commit the education required to become an active investor? Many people think when they hear real estate investor, they think of being a landlord. And you and I have talked a little bit about this. But since the Jobs Act of 2012, which we'll touch on at a later date, came about, you give the opportunity to invest in larger scale real estate that, you know, you would not be able to purchase by yourself probably, or you don't even have access to or the operational experience and knowledge that you need to make sure that those investments go well. So that's more of the direct ownership, like what we do. The indirect opportunity that we provide folks is to get access to those but not have to do any of the work that I just spoke about. So that's broadly put what commercial real estate investing is.
Because I think people get confused sometimes because they think of it as like how they buy a house or how they invest in a property. But you guys have done something interesting, and this is pretty innovative, right? I mean, this is a different investment mechanism than people are used to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's somewhat new, I guess, in the way that these are structured. The Obama administration really allowed folks to get access to these in 2012, so we're coming up on 10 years of this type of structure, but it's really been happening for many, many years, generations, really. You just had to know those folks who were, doing those types of projects. And now we have the opportunity to use digital marketing, use social media to get the word out about these, what we'll call private placements, because that's exactly what they are.
Mm-hmm. Logan Freeman is with us today on the Grill Nation show. What does this process entail? So what does it look like? I know you guys, I registered for a weekly email essentially and sure. Getting updates. What does the process look like for a normal person and what does it entail?
Yeah, I think the first step you have to take is you have to educate yourself. And, you know, frankly, we've put together a lot of resources around that. There's a link here that you can visit to get a guide that we help educate on. But that's the first step is educating yourself about commercial real estate. And what we try to do is take a macroeconomic approach to this, thinking about this the same way that Charlie Munger, Howard Marks, and Warren Buffett look at businesses. We're taking the same approach looking at investments. And so the first step is educating yourself. There's a ton of resources out there, podcasts, everything that you can. But really, I would say educate yourself around the macroeconomic trends that are happening and what that might mean for the microeconomic decisions that you're making on an investment level. So that's the first step is educating yourself. The second step is having conversations and building relationships with private equity firms, commercial real estate developers, and others that are putting these private placements together like myself. And there's a number of folks available. The great thing about this too is, you know, if you don't want to invest in Kansas City, you have the opportunity to go find, a commercial real estate developer who has the same structure in a different market. Obviously, we want you to invest in Kansas City. We love Kansas City, and that's our hometown. But that's the second step is starting to build those relationships with people because, you know, what I like analogies, right? And now this analogy of horse racing. And so everybody's horse in this business is about the same, meaning the asset class, the investment strategy, all of those different things are about the same. What's really different is the jockey. You know, where's the horse going? How good is that jockey? And that's really the operator. And that's where you have to get a feel for those folks. So having conversations with people like myself is kind of that step two. And then, you know, your step three is really understanding your investment plan and your strategy and aligning that plan and that strategy with those specific sponsors and utilize that diversification that we spoke about previously. So you're not overexposed in one, in one area or the other. So that's kind of the process, man. It's really simple. It's pretty straightforward, but really it's a big educational process that folks have to go through.
Logan Freeman is our guest today on the Grill Nation show. The website is ftwinvestmentsllc.com. Logan, why is this a better investment, I guess, than playing the stock market? I mean, I know we can't give advice, but why is it better to do this? Is it just a simple matter of diversification if you have enough assets to do this, or is there just more less flexibility, I guess, or craziness that happens, I guess. It's more stable. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, we'll talk about kind of an investment thesis here, I think, Jason. And, you know, obviously we're working to build an investment thesis around the tried and true methodologies of those likes that we talked about, you know, Buffett and Munger and Howard Marks. All these guys are value investors. And one of my favorite quotes from Warren Buffett is one simple rule for investing in a downturn is zigging when others zag. And it seems right now that a lot of investors are zigging toward overvalued stocks and other assets like high risk gold. And so, you know, I have a lot of talking points around, you know, why commercial real estate is a great asset class unrelated to Wall Street. And so that's a big piece of investing in commercial real estate. Is when you think about investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, that's all good. However, you have no control to force appreciation in those asset classes because you're investing in something that is controlled by the market. And so what we try to do is uncorrelate our investment returns to the market. So, frankly, whatever's going on in the economy really doesn't create issues in relation to the value of our assets, depending on the type of assets you're in. But just because the stock market skyrockets or drops, our portfolio in commercial real estate will not do the same. And it's because of some of the reasons that you said, the illiquidity of commercial real estate. You cannot just go sell all of your real estate in one day to try to have a stopgap, so to speak, or You know, you can't drive prices up in one day. So, you know, the emotional factor of being able to invest in the stock market, depending on what you're hearing on Reddit or you're seeing on social media, does not allow you to have control. And so we're trying to give control back to the investors. And no matter what's going on in the economy, the investment returns are pretty stable in the commercial real estate world. So I think that's kind of where I would start with that conversation.
Mm-hmm. I feel smarter already, Logan. You're a smart guy. And I, in layman's terms, I guess in our last minute and 30 seconds of this segment on the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM and on social and on podcast, who qualifies to do this? Is there a minimum? Can you explain to that?
Absolutely. So in a minute and a half, I'll say that these type of investments are governed by the SEC. And so there's two different types of these investments. There's really more than that, but we'll talk about two, which allows for accredited and non-accredited investors. So the definition of an accredited investor is if you meet any of the following criteria: you earn over $200,000 in annual income, or together with your spouse, you have to earn over $300,000 in joint annual income, or you have a net worth exceeding $1 million, excluding the value of your primary residence. Now, that is for 506C syndications. We typically do 506B syndications, which means if you have a pre-existing relationship with the sponsor or the operator of those projects, you do not need to be an accredited investor. You can be what's called a sophisticated investor. And so that's where the real value comes into these. And we allow many, many folks that would not have exposure to those 506Cs to come in and invest with us. But you do have to have a pre-existing relationship with somebody like myself, which goes back to that second point.
Yeah, and I want to start there after the break. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM or on podcast or at grillnationshow.com. We greatly appreciate it. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks for joining us today on the Grill Nation Show.
There's another world inside of me that you may never see. There's secrets in this life that I can't hide.
Tell me just what you want me to be.
Hello, and welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I hope you're enjoying this week's show. You're listening to 980 AM, or if you're joining us on podcast at Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, want it all. Or if you're joining us on the website or on our social media right now, we greatly appreciate it. We're trying to give you all so many ways to touch us and hear from us. And I really want to thank our listeners. One, because we were named a top 10 podcast in the world, actually, globally in the last week, which is pretty crazy to think about coming here out of Kansas City. But we'll take what we can because we're highlighting such great guests each and every week. And this week is no different. We have on Logan Freeman, co-founder and principal at FTW Investments. FTWinvestmentsllc.com is the website. Logan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jason. I'm really enjoying the conversation.
Thank you, and appreciate you standing close to your mic there. That's great. We can hear you loud and clear. Okay, Logan, let's start where we dropped off there after our last segment. You were talking about different types of investors and how, you know, somebody that maybe isn't accredited get involved in this industry and in commercial real estate investing. Please start us from there and we'll go from that point.
I think the main point here to reiterate is the fact that you do not have to be an accredited investor to get access to commercial real estate investments like we're talking about. However, the relationship piece with folks like myself is so, so important, not only for your own due diligence and your own comfortability level, but from a legal standpoint, if you have a pre-existing relationship, you can document communication with somebody like myself that will allow you to get access to what we call an investor club that, you know, obviously gets to look at these types of investments. And so the definition of that is a sophisticated investor and or utilizing 506B syndications, which is just a regulation from the SEC. So we are exempt from being an SEC governed investment if they are structured as a 506 B or C syndication. So I don't want to get, you know, people too confused on that, but just know that you do not have to be an accredited investor to get access to these private placements, but you do need to have a good relationship with somebody like myself.
That's a private placement, right?
That's right.
What you need. Okay. Yeah. And you know, why is that so important? Again, that's the only way really you can have access unless you make a certain amount of money, which is a lot of money, correct?
That, yeah, it is. I mean, having a net worth of $1 million, excluding your primary residence, is a goal for a lot of people, but younger folks.
Right here. I'm raising my hand right here. I'm not a lot of blood, sweat, and tears go into this every week, you know,
yes.
In the consulting world. I mean, you save every penny, but man, that's a lot. That's a lot to ask for a lot of people.
And so the great thing about this is that, you know, this investment will grow your wealth over time and provide income, which is an incredible, I think, benefit. So as you continue to own more commercial real estate through syndications, your net worth will continue to grow, which is just fantastic. So I'll define kind of what a private placement is. And it's just a non-public offering. So it's a private offering of securities exempt from full SEC registration requirements. That's kind of what we touched on earlier. And private placements are usually made directly by a private company like FTW Investments. And you use these, or these are used by these companies to raise capital from these qualified individuals and businesses for investments in assets such as real estate. This also happens in the startup world as well and other businesses. So that's the simple definition of what a private placement is. You know, from a structural standpoint, what that means is when these investment offerings do come to fruition and you're interested, you get what is called a private placement memorandum, which means the sponsor has to outline every single risk and everything that could go wrong in the investment. And so it basically outlines all of the failure points. And then that's your job to understand where those are and then talk with the sponsor about those. But that's the simple definition of a private placement and how they are used in this scenario.
I appreciate that. And now that we've gone through all of that information, I want to make this, I want to talk about some success stories. Okay. I know you guys have done a lot of things recently. Talk to us about some success stories in Kansas City.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Kansas City has held up remarkably well over the last 12 months during COVID. And I think there's a lot of reasons that we can touch on that. But a big success story I'm going to talk about really has to do just with the multifamily transaction in the Midwest, which obviously slowed down quite a bit since last year, which is about 40% decrease at $4.5 billion in sales closing through last October. However, more than 8,000 units changed hands in Kansas City through October last year, which was the highest among Midwest markets. And what's really interesting to know is that in Kansas City, we had some of the lowest pricing, which places the Kansas City Metro third on the list behind Chicago. And I believe it was Minneapolis. But we closed, Kansas City closed about $470.9 million in real estate in 2020. And so that's a great, I think, data point to understand that Kansas City is still affordable. And that's why so many people are continuing to move towards Kansas City. I was just tracking the U-Haul's report that they put out, which tracks one-way tickets, and Kansas City was top 10 in the country on that list. And I think it's because of the affordability. We have jobs. And in the multifamily sector alone, we had positive year-over-year rent growth compared to last year, which only about four markets did.
Yeah, I got to stop you there. That U-Haul study, I've actually, you told me that last week. I've actually somehow worked that into a conversation by this point.
When
I'm talking to people about remote work or people moving here. So mention that again, because I think that's really interesting for those listening about U-Haul numbers coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that we're tracking all the time, right, is understanding the population growth trends, the job trends, and the vacancy rates. And U-Haul, obviously, if you're packing up your stuff and you're looking to move, you don't want to have to buy a two-way ticket because you're not going to take it back to where you're coming from. So you buy a one-way ticket into a new market and drop that U-Haul off here in Kansas City. And they did a big study last year across all of their major metros, and Kansas City was, I think, third or fourth on that list out of 10, the top 10 in the United States, which is very positive. And, you know, frankly, it's very encouraging for our city right now. And there's a lot of reasons why.
It's very surprising and very interesting. And I love it. I love to hear it. Logan Freeman is our guest, FTWinvestmentsLLC.com. Got about 4 minutes left in our third segment of the show today. I appreciate you joining us and always on the Grill Nation show. You mentioned people from other cities that are working with you guys because they see Kansas City as such a great investment city. I think that's fascinating. How do these people find you and how do they connect with you from, like, you know, let's say somebody's living in Massachusetts or in California. I mean, they're finding us.
I think we'll start here is the migration. And we touched on this a little bit, but one of my favorite quotes from Wayne Gretzky basically says, skate to where the puck is going, not where it has been, right? And in commercial real estate investing, what sets the great investors apart from the run-of-the-mill investors is the ability to anticipate where that puck is going and not where it has been. And right now, everything seems to be trending towards the heartland as where the action is going to be very soon. And so we've seen a mass migration occurring right now away from the coast, not only from them physically moving, but their interest levels from an investor's dollar standpoint. And that turns to three things, I think, is worker migration, tech migration, investor and venture capital migration. And I'm happy to touch on all of those. But the way that people find us is Kansas City keeps landing on all these great lists, you know, Wallet Hub, all of these different lists, CoStar Reports, Multi-Housing News, all of these things as a strong market to invest in. And so I have positioned, or we have positioned ourselves in the market here in Kansas City as one of the leaders to help people invest here. And so you touched on a great point. I mean, 90% of our investors do not live in Kansas City. They live in what I call money states, but not deal states. And Kansas City is by far and large a deal state. There's a lot of capital in Kansas City as well. However, it's starting to gain a lot of attention from out of state investors. And they find us through things like this, Jason, listening to podcasts, going to the website, all of the different webinars that we're doing on a regular basis, LinkedIn, all of those different things. So, you know, search engine optimization obviously is a very important thing for us in our business.
Well, I'm just happy I know you, man, because when I do have enough money to invest, you know, real estate, you know, I've realized so many people, you know, work in a 9-to-5 or are successful owners or have jobs of all different types. Somehow I always talk to them and they somehow have a rental apartment or work in the multifamily world. It's pretty crazy to me, but I'm seeing more and more of that. So what do you see before we go to break here? We got a minute left. What do you kind of, you know, is remote work going to affect this at all as far as commercial and office space?
Yeah, I think it's going to have an impact for sure. I think the bigger question is which trends were already happening pre-COVID and which ones are new and maybe a little bit more transient. And so I think from the office perspective, office, they're definitely going to have to look at a hybrid model, meaning I think that they are going to have to get people are going to work from home in California investors. That is definitely happening there. However, in more kind of collab type of scenarios where it's not software engineering all the time, that collaboration piece I think is very important. So I think, you know, the office sector is definitely going to stay flat. Rents are not going to increase, but I think we're going to see a hybrid model. I have plenty of friends who invest only in office, and they've been making some pretty strong cases for why they believe the Midwest office market, Overland Park in particular, is going to hold up very, very well. But I definitely think that it's going to have an impact. I'm definitely not an expert in the office sector. However, the remote work piece of this is definitely impacting people by far and large. And, you know, we're watching everything that's happening. But I think that we're trying to delineate between which trends were happening pre-COVID and which ones are new and more transient. I think people will go back to the offices, especially here in Kansas City, maybe not so much in the coast.
Great point. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show. I am your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on 980 AM or on podcast or on social media. You connect with me on social media at Jason Grill. Welcome back, Logan Freeman, FTW Investments. He is our guest today, FTWinvestmentsLLC.com. We save our best questions for last year on the Grill Nation show. We've learned a lot about commercial real estate investing. We're going to learn more about it in the upcoming months. But Logan, what is your proudest moment as a business co-founder or leader? I know you're starting out in this new company, but is there something you can point back to over the last year or two that you're proud of?
Absolutely. And I like to think that this probably my proudest moment hasn't happened yet. But I have to say, you know, employing people and working towards a common goal, it has been my proudest moment over the last couple of years. I think that, you know, when you set out as an entrepreneur, you know, you don't think about, you know, having a big staff and employing people. But I think the pandemic has allowed me to see how valuable that is. And for me, it's definitely employing people, working towards that same common goal, and really kind of creating those team aspects that I had while we were playing football and working towards trying to win a championship.
I love it. Logan Freeman, what's one word to describe you and one word to describe FTW?
Okay, so I'll start with FTW. FTW is our last names, Freeman, Tuck, and Webb. However, it also stands for the win. We're extremely competitive guys. And if you look at the letters in FTW, if you look at them backwards, we couldn't put WTF investments. So they had to stay as FTW. But we're very competitive. I think that for the win is a great to describe our company. And I have coined a new term. And if anybody followed Tim Grover, he's the guy that coached and trained Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade when they were at the top of their career. He wrote a book called Relentless, which he dubbed Coolers, Cleaners, and Closers. And I wanted to take it kind of one step forward and one step above. And so that's Compressor. And Compressor is, like everything in my life, is an acronym, which means somebody who's a compressor, they show up confident, they're omnipresent, they have magnitude and multitude, they're positive, patient, and present. They have resiliency. They're excellent. They're strong, stoic, original, and results oriented. Lots to unpack there, but I love the word compressor.
I love it too. Compressor. We got you down for compressor. Logan Freeman, best advice you've ever received in life, whether it's in your business life, your career, your professional life, or your personal life, maybe that's propelled you and helped you along your journey.
I would say be quick, but don't hurry, meaning you got to be patient with results, but impatient with actions. And more recently, it has definitely played true out in my own business, in my own life, but trading your expectations for appreciation. So that's been the best advice, just overarching theme to try to implement on a regular basis.
I like that. I've not heard that before. Pretty good advice.
I'm trying to bring some original thoughts here for sure.
You know, you've done a lot in your career and on the sports field, of course. What is some of the biggest accomplishments, maybe one in your professional life and two in your personal life? And let's focus on commercial real estate business as far as professional and then personal. Yeah. Take from there.
Yeah. So, I mean, professionally, providing affordable housing to folks that are needing that, right? We have an affordable housing crisis in the United States. So taking derelict buildings, renovating them into safe places and affordable places for people to live is a huge accomplishment. Helping out and doing our part to end homelessness in Kansas City. So we sit on the board of directors at a nonprofit here called Restart. And then, you know, obviously during COVID, a lot of people saw their incomes either dwindle or, you know, go away completely. And being able to send out quarterly distributions, checks on a regular basis to our investors because of a decision that we made and the way that we have managed these properties to our investors, even through COVID, has been the biggest accomplishment. Personally, it has to be marrying my wife. And secondly, you know, having the two beautiful children that I do, for sure.
Yeah, you've got one of them behind you, I think.
Yes.
In a video you're watching, we have a great background here for Logan.
Absolutely.
A lot of books. Looks very smart, and you got family photos, which I definitely appreciate. Logan Freeman, FTWinvestmentsLLC.com, is with us today on the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM or on podcasts or at grillnationshow.com, where you can find all of our old shows and connect with any of our guests there. Logan, you've talked about some failures at some points during the show in the beginning, whether that be losing a job or having to transition.
Yeah.
What did they teach you in life, and how did they change you?
You know, I think that I'm still learning from them, but being open to everything and attached to nothing, it has been an incredible learning for me. And, you know, when you have something like your job, like your health or something like that, and you're attached to it, you're not really open to every other possibility going on. So trying to be open to everything, attached to nothing, is one lesson. And the second being that sometimes a perceived breakdown can actually be a breakthrough in disguise. And on the other side of that can be some really great growth and opportunities.
You know, that's a great point. I don't know if people think about that as much. You know, you're always devastated when something happens like a failure, but you do grow out of that. And it sometimes open doors that you never really knew you could open.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. Logan, if they made a movie about you or FTW Investments, who would play you in the movie?
You know, I would play myself, but then it'd be a terrible movie because I can't act. But one actor that I do like to learn about and respect is Matthew McConaughey. And, you know, he just came out with his book that I'm diving into right now. And so if I had to pick somebody, it'd be Matthew. We don't look anything alike, but I think he'd do a great job.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see that. Yeah. What do you think of his book so far?
Greenlight. It's great, man. He's a very insightful guy. He focuses on his family a lot, which I love. He has strong principles, which, you know, he has lines in the sand, and if they don't, if something tries to cross those lines, he says no. And I really respect that, and I respect that a lot in him, and I respect that a lot in my business partners as well. Being able to say no opens the door to say yes to what really matters.
That's awesome. Okay, so we got about a minute left. How do people connect with you? How can they learn more?
Well, we've put together a great landing page for folks to go reach out that are listening. It kind of breaks down a lot of what we've talked about today at a high level. We put a passive investing roadmap together. You can go download that roadmap on our website, ftwinvestmentsllc.com/grillnation. And there's a simple form there that will redirect you to a downloadable passive investing guide that will help you understand what we're doing on a regular basis.
And I think too, just, you know, going to the website, ftwinvestmentsllc.com, there's a lot of information, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, you can connect with me here on the Grill Nation Show. I can connect you to Logan, whether that's on LinkedIn or however you want to do it. But I think for our listeners, I think Logan's a great resource. I'd love to learn more too. I'm trying to learn more about all of this and see where I could fit in. And it's always something in life that you just want to continue to learn. And you know, listening to you today, I learned a lot, and I really appreciate you coming on the Grill Nation Show today. Again, Logan Freeman, FTW Investments. The website is FTWinvestmentsLLC.com. Logan, thanks for your time today on the Grill Nation Show.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
Thanks to all the listeners for joining us on the Grill Nation Show. We really appreciate it. Keep sharing the stories out there, and I hope everyone has a great week. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.